Historians don't agree whether this U.S. founding father was born in 1755 or 1757. He never arrived in what is today the United States mainland until he was 18 years old, and that was a result of the writing that he did. His unique journey to found a nation is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
You get the local news and the weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Alexander Hamilton, a founding father of the United States, was born on the Caribbean island of Nevis, but his teenage years were spent on the island of St. Croix.
He arrived here as a 10-year-old. His mother had been here before, and the last time she had been here, she was incarcerated for adultery, where she spent 6 months in our fort in Christiansted for having come to see her boyfriend here, having left her husband back in Nevis.
David Goldstein shares the story from Christiansted National Historic Site on the island of St. Croix.
She returned home and had two boys, and then she arrived back here in St. Croix with two boys, one of whom was Alex Hamilton.
Young Hamilton quickly began to earn money for the family and learn how to conduct business.
Alexander spent most of his childhood from the ages of 10 to 18 working for a man named Kruger in a dry goods store, which is on King Street. The building is still there. It's now the Lieutenant Governor's office.
Of course, Hamilton would eventually become a founding father of the United States and the nation's first Secretary of the Treasury. Hamilton's success story is one Goldstein shares with the children on the island. It is a story of hope on an island where finding success can be a challenge.
We are an island of 55,000 people. There are 7,000 school children on this island. The gun violence here is very, very rife. Many people here are living on public assistance. The actual day-to-day reality for most Virgin Islanders is not super rosy.
More on Hamilton and his route to help found a new country next time as we travel the countryside. In Christiansted, St. Croix, I'm Andrew McCrae.